Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Good morning, everyone, on this beautiful morning here in Massachusetts. I am your host, Saskia Rowell, from YourSoulGuidance.com. And today you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul, the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how you can unleash that great potential and go after your biggest dreams. And today, you're going to be in for such a treat. So really, I would say fasten your seatbelts because we have here today Dr. Venus Opal Rees, and she is going to talk about how to unleash your inner badass. Well, she'll tell you all about what that means. And I am so excited to share her with all of us. Dr. Venus Opal Rees was one of the most raved about experts on the summit, how to unleash the unstoppable power of you. And for anyone who still wants to sign up and to have like 24 experts talk about it, how you can unleash your unstoppable self, you can go to www.unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. So let's talk about Dr. Opal Venus Rees. She is above a phenomenal person, but she is an inspirational speaker, an executive mentor, a business badass entrepreneur coach. She has consulted on O Magazine. She's been featured on ABC News, on CBS News, on PBS, in Glamour Magazine. And she's been on the Tom Joyne Morning Show with 8 million listeners. But the most interesting story is really that once upon a time, Venus Opal Rees, she was a walking statistic. She was living on the street, and by the age of 16, amidst violence, drugs, prostitution, and of course, the predictable outcome was the welfare, addiction, and ultimately death. However, 14 years later, she graduated with a second master degree and a PhD from Stanford University. Dr. Venus knows what it takes to break through your inner barriers that limit your performance. And she teaches her audiences and clients how to defy the impossible in their personal and in their professional lives to produce immediate, unprecedented, and lasting results. And I'm so happy to have her here. So please stay on through the whole hour. Be super inspired. Welcome, Venus.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for having me, Saskia. I'm so excited to be here. Hi, everybody. Hi, New York. Hi, New Hampshire. Hi, people who are listening later. Hi.
Well, I'm sure everybody's saying hi back. Listen, I want to dive right in. I don't want to waste any minutes here. We're going to talk about how to unleash the inner badass. But before we do that, I want to know, Venus, I ask every guest on my show, like, you know, we all have a soul's path, a soul's call, as I call that. And at some point, you open that door and you walk through that door. And yeah, you step on the path of your soul. Has that happened to you? Can you relate to that? Or,
well, yeah, I would. I don't know if I would have said it the same way, but absolutely, because I think that the way you say it was started me on my soul's path. Because of the negativity I was born inside of, and I mean, really, I mean, it's not a new story. It's not unique to me, but it's the truth in terms of living on the streets. And if you grow up around pimps and prostitutes and drugs and alcohol and violence, you know, you're not necessarily protected. So the thing that had me really have to touch my soul, so to speak, was I was one day sitting on a corner, Baltimore, Maryland, all right, right around the corner from Johns Hopkins University. And I was literally sitting, literally steeped in piss and beer. Mm. And I was sitting on the corner, and I had the thought, God, there's got to be more to life to this. And then there was a prayer, and the prayer was simple, and it was simply, God, please help me.
Hmm.
That's my soul's journey at prayer.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily my soul as much as it was like, God, I need help. I cannot. There's nothing. I can't do this. I need something bigger, something. I need a miracle. You know, I need some help, and I need help that on so many levels. But that's how it turned, and the answer to that prayer came in the form of my ninth grade math teacher. So the very next day, I went to school smelling unkempt because I was sleeping outside. And yeah. Where I come from, you never tell. That is like, you get beat down for that. You don't go snitch. You know,
yeah.
You don't do that. You know, so I went to school, and his tease, now we call it bullying, right? Back then it was teasing. And the other teachers pretended they did not notice, except for Miss Francis. She helped me get myself cleaned up. She gave me a warm meal, and she dropped me back off at my street corner, and she never asked me to explain. Now, Shaska, that was a big deal because I was so used to lying and stealing and, you know, it was trading in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
That to have somebody not insist that I disclose anything, it let me keep my dignity, you know? Mm-hmm. It helped me feel, not, I didn't have to lie, I didn't have to cover up. So I felt not bad, you know, I hadn't gotten too good yet, but I felt not bad. And so she, because of that, sometimes it's not what you say, sometimes it's what you don't say.
Right.
And so she helped me, and that I started to hang out after school, wiping her boards down because I knew I would get a free meal. And I had a system. If I stayed after school and wiped her boards down, it's 5 dinners a week. I knew what the soup kitchens were. I knew what churches had food. I was real resourceful, y'all. You know, I knew where to get the clothes from the Salvation Army. I had a system. And so this went on for, like, with her feeding me, you know, this went on for, like, 6 to 8 months. But I didn't talk because it hurt too much.
Mm.
And I didn't, you know, that was just how it was. And so one day Miss Francis walked to the back of a classroom. And I was reading a book because it was math, and she and I would talk through books, right? She would give me a book,
yeah.
I would give her a book, right? And so she said, look, if you're not going to talk, then write. And I didn't want to lose my food, right? I didn't want to piss her off. So I figured I should do what she said.
Yeah.
And so I wrote down my thoughts, and they came out as poetry. Miss Francis, she read them, she typed them up, and then she sent them off to the NAACP AXL competition, and I won.
Wow.
So that was the big change. It was not the winning of the poetry contest. This is what was so deep for me, Shaska. It's like this is a stranger, not even blood, right? Mm-hmm. Who gives me the tools to have a voice. Because that's what that pencil and pad were, you know? And then she turned herself into a resource on my behalf so I could see me with new eyes. She's a math teacher. How are you going to find a poetry contest? She would have to have gone to look for that on my behalf so I could see me newly. And she poured a love on me that I couldn't earn. I didn't have to earn with in any way, shape, or form with my body, right?
Yeah.
And so that's when I had what y'all call, what people call an aha moment. It wasn't an aha moment. It was more like a whisper. It was more like a crack in the wall of evidence that I was a piece of shit. And it was real, I should tell you, I curse from time to time. And I need to make sure y'all know that. So it's like there's a lot of street in me and there's a lot of Stanford in me. And so sometimes the street comes through. I'm bilingual. I speak street. Okay? So from time to time, I may curse, but it knows that it's all coming from love. It's me. It's my best way to serve you. I'm never going to not pretend to be who I am. You know?
I love that. And, you know, you make me thinking like that street smartness that really paid you off, literally, right?
Exactly. Now you get it. Yes. Anyway, so it was like this, you know, that story about Helen Keller and her teacher, Ann Sullivan, that whole water pump scene. I don't know if y'all know it, but there's this chick who back in the day, she was born deaf and mute. And she had a teacher who saw her with big eyes. Who saw her, what she could be, saw her soul, you know, she saw her soul. And so there's this whole water pump scene when her teacher, Anne, is saying W-A-T-E-R, as this invisible force is flowing over Helen's hand. And when Helen could connect W-A-T-E-R with that invisible force, in that moment, in that particular moment, she became a sentient being. Literally, she was pulled out of the darkness, of deafness and muteness. In a sense, we could say consciousness was born.
Yeah.
That was the closest example for me. When I realized what Ms. Francis had done for me, I became a social being.
We are heading for a break. I mean, I love
I'm sorry.
This question, so. Everybody, this is such an interesting conversation. Please stay on, listen to us after the break. We have Dr. Venus Opal Rees just telling us from coming from the street, earning a PhD degree, and you know how you can become all you want to be. Please stay, listen. We'll be back in a minute.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, we're back. This is Saskia on Your Soul Guidance on Transformation Talk Radio. We have an amazing guest here today, Dr. Venus Opal Rees, talking about how to unleash your inner badass. And we're going to go right in that topic. But Dr. Venus, can you please give us all the information about you, where people can find you? I know you have an amazing gift. You have a phenomenal event coming up, so please have the floor.
Yay! Okay, great. So I would love to invite you to be part of my virtual workshop, and it's called BeABusinessBadass.com/workshop. Okay? One of the benefits of having lived on the streets is that I developed an ability to hear what people are not saying. It's the thing that kept me alive. And what I really do believe is that each one of us has what I call a million-dollar moneymaker. And the irony is that it's not going to come from your brain. It's going to come from your pain. And it's a different way of entering. So it's not about trying to overcome you. It's about harnessing all the pain from the past and in street vernacular, pimping it for profit. All right? So please join me at the Be a Business Badass .com/workshop. That's going to be an online event, and I have a live event called Be a Business Badass live event that's happening in Dallas in a few weeks. And that's, if you're interested in finding out about that, please just sign up for the workshop and we can get you the information. Okay? Or just email me. You know, just email me at info@drvenusopalreese.com. info@drvenusopalreese.com. So there you go.
Okay, well, that's, you know, I know when people go to your website, you have great gifts and videos. So guys, by all means, tune in to Dr. Venus. Say your website one more time, Venus.
So BeABusinessBadass.com/workshop. Or you can just look me up under my name. There's definitely free gifts there. And let me see what else. And just if you want to email me at info@drvenusopalreese.com.
All right. Well, talking about unleashing our inner business badass, what does that mean?
Well, it's sort of like what I'm speaking about right now.
Yeah.
Is that one of the things I have 4 degrees, Shashka, okay? And I'm going to tell you, and I don't know how to say this in a gentle way, but education failed. See, yeah. When I was raised, I was told that if you got a good education, all right, that would mean you would be successful. But quite frankly, I know some strippers and some bartenders who make more money than PhDs. Yeah. It's real talk, y'all. Just real, yeah. Right? But I really, really do. And I know some JDs and MBAs who've been laid off, who graduate from school, who don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of, right? Yeah. Because we were taught that if we got a good education, it would equal success. But that's an old paradigm for education. See, what happens is when you get into your business, or if you're in your career, or if you're into a job in corporate America where you're a frustrated corporate exec, I understand, okay? You are taught to promote or leverage your skills, your talent. Some would even say your gifts, your experience. Go be a go-getter. Get along, you know, follow the rules, don't rock the boat. That's how we learned in education. That's how we learned how to make it. That's how we got the grade to get the score to get into the good school. Okay. However, in this economy, in a global world that's well connected, where somebody in another country is competing for the same position you are at a lower rate, that model is obsolete. And I'm just at a place where I'm like, you know what? This is nuts. What's missing is that I'm of the opinion that we need a new paradigm for success, okay? Mm-hmm. And I call it a PhD in business, okay? Meaning that here's a radical thought. Instead of trying to promote or pimp out your skills, your talents, your experience, your charisma, your charming personality, and I think all of those are valid. But everybody has that. So if you're into marketing, or if you're into healing, or if you're into branding or social media, you sound like everybody else. Because what you're out to promote or leverage is your skills. And that's what we were taught, or your education, or your credentials.
Right.
I'm saying that's a past-based model. However, what if you could actually elevate your finances, your business, your career, even in the job you have, by leveraging your worth?
Mm.
And what I mean by that is a lot of us, and myself included, we went to school to get credibility, okay? We went to school because we thought that if we had that piece of paper, that it would open doors, that it would get us some kind of recognition or get us some kind of leg up. And we were taught that. But that model is only good if you could work for a company for 50 years. And then you retire with a gold watch. That's an enlightenment notion of success.
Right.
So I'm of the opinion, and this is how it ties to your work and your people, Shashka, is that we have an intrinsic value, an inherent worth in our life, in our bodies, in our souls, literally, that was born and fashioned in fire.
Right.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Your business badass, what you got to unleash is that inner knowing that you have something precious and priceless and unique and special that only you can bring, that nobody else can bring. And the people who are praying for you, there are people on the planet praying for what only you can bring, and they will pay top dollar for that through you.
It's so true, right? And we think we have to mention, you know, we have all these credentials, and people don't care. You know,
they don't care.
I tell you, when I read the bios, they don't care if you've been trained by so-and-so, but they do care that you lived on the street and you made it to Stanford.
Right, exactly. And this is hilarious. If I didn't know that, it's so funny because what I teach my clients, whether I'm doing a virtual training or a live event or a free call, and I do all of them, what I'm teaching people is they didn't come to me because of my PhD from Stanford. What they came to me for is because I can hear their heart.
Right.
See, I can hear what you're not saying, and then I can reflect it back to you with compassion because I've walked it, and then I can actually support you and empower you to take the actions you never thought you could have.
Exactly.
And I tend to attract high performers, purpose-driven high achievers. We call them AKA, type A personalities. because I know my own, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we've walked through some kind of fire. Someplace life broke our hearts. And we said never again, or we backed down a little bit from life, or we started to play it safe.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that when you really, really understand that all the stuff that made you, that hurt you, it's preparation. You know what I'm saying? The pain was preparation for your destiny. It really is. It really is. I would never have imagined that living on the street and eating out of trash cans and dealing with people, I would have thought that time in my life would literally be what would prepare me to be able to serve millions. Who the hell would have thought that? I was so ashamed of it. I hid it for 20 years, you know?
It's very touching, and I'm sure people are listening thinking, you know what, that's me. I want to break through, and I want to, you know, really, really, and I believe so. You know, we can reach any dream. We can, you know, I can only say, you know, guys, you want to reach your dreams. You want to go, you want to remove. People come to me when they really, you know, when they want to remove these big blocks and want to reach their big dreams. I've gone after all my dreams and, you know, lived with a Bedouin tribe, being held gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, Japan, you know, all over the world. And I know also what it is. And for anyone who's listening, you know, and if you feel frustrated and you want to jump, you want to write that book, or you want to birth that baby, or you want to change your career or move to another country, I have the secret soul map to your dreams. I just want to make sure we're talking about the subject now to mention that to everybody. You can get that for free at yoursoulguidance.com. If you go to yoursoulguidance.com, you can receive your 21-day secret soul map to your dream. And you can also get with that, your every Monday morning I read soul cards for you. So go to yoursoulguidance.com. All of us, we're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, but we have Dr. Venus Opal Rees here, and it's an amazing show. We're heading for a break, so stay tuned. We're going to be right back for more about how to unleash your inner badass.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest, Dr. Venus Opal Rees. Venus, can you give our listeners your information, talk a little bit about your upcoming event?
Absolutely. So please feel free to email me at info@drvenusopalrees.com. Okay. And I am doing a virtual workshop called Be a Business Badass. .com/workshop. And I'm going to actually, this is going to be a really great event for people who want to work with me directly. Okay. Cause I'm going to open the lines, and that's happening on Thursday and Saturday. So if you're interested in that opportunity, please go to beabusinessbadass.com/workshop. And you'll see some information there, testimonials, the enrollment process, the bonuses, it's all there. And I'm excited about it. And I'm also doing a live event in Dallas. It's called Be a Business Badass Live Event. All right, because everything is about being a business badass right now, right?
Right.
And it is. So if you want information about that, just email me directly, and I'll send you to the actual site and get you started on that path, if that's what you're interested in. But fundamentally, my work is all about unleashing you, and there's magic in you. I'm literally talking to the person in your underwear. I'm talking to you. I know it feels like I'm talking to a bunch of people, but I invite you to know that I really am speaking directly to you, that you were born for greatness, that there's greatness on you, that your life is bigger than any circumstance, and the world needs you. They need you to heal your heart so that you can go and do what is yours to do on the planet. And because I've already walked this, I'm a really great guide for teaching people where life has broken their heart, where they back down from life, how to get unsuppressed and be unleashed so they can go fulfill their destiny. So fundamentally, my work is really about you owning your magnificence and literally having your life matter in a way that you get paid for it. I'm sick of people who are healers, PhDs, JDs, MDs, everybody. I'm serious. The most qualified people on the planet are the people who are least rewarded. So I want to make sure you make money. And I really do. Look, you can't be on the streets and not have an appreciation for hustle, right? So
right.
I have a real strong value for getting paid. Like the Beyonce song, Run the World. And one of the lines in it, I don't know if people caught it, was like, pay me. And she's like, pay me. But a lot of times we give away our worth because we're trying to be worthy.
Mm.
You know, we really do. We get the credentials because fundamentally we don't think we're enough.
Right.
Fundamentally, we don't think we can do it. So we think we need the backup of the credential or the title. Even if you're not doing education, you're doing titles or certifications. Okay, and if you're not, I'm not talking to you, but for those of us who have, and we're proud, okay, it was all about proving that we were worthy. You know? And when you're trying to prove you're worthy or trying to cover up that you're not, okay,
yeah,
then you end up taking what you can get. And I'm saying not on my watch. I'm done. not on my fuck no. Not on my watch. So I'm inviting you to come and participate with me because I got a handle on this. I really, look, everything I've taken on, from getting off the streets to getting through 4 degrees to being, to consulting O Magazine, to being in major media outprints, whether it's Glamour Magazine or ABC News, Diversity Inc., Associated Press, Time Journal Morning Show, all the way through to actually going from bringing home between $23,000 to $47,000 a year to having a multi-six-figure business that's on the fast track to seven figures in 14 months. And it's literally because I know my worth.
You know your worth.
I know my worth. I know how to position it in the marketplace. I know how to speak it to people. I know how to bring it to people who need me. Not the people who are playing at it, but the people who are really ready to have their life matter and really make the difference that we're born to make. So beabusinessbadass.com. If you just look that up, I promise you, you'll find me. I'm curious.
I love it. You know, you're so refreshing and so real, and I think that's what you know opens everybody's heart. And the idea that you're saying, you know, our self worth, you know, there's a lot of money to that, and you can make. Yes. And we can all make that. What are some key elements more to being a business badass, Venus?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things that need to happen, right? And like right now, let me see, how can I say this? So before you can be a business badass, you got to unleash your badass, you know? You can't apply it to business first. You have to unleash yourself, okay? So let me just say, so here's some things you have to keep in mind. The first thing you have to realize is you will never out-earn your self-image. Okay? You will never out-earn...
What does that mean, Venus? You can never...
It's like this. What I mean is that the way you see yourself will be the limit to how much money you make.
Hmm.
So if you see yourself... I mean, check this out. If you see yourself as someone who has to earn it...
Yeah.
Okay? You will never accept a handout.
Yeah.
Even if you need it. Or if you feel like you have to prove it, then you won't accept any help because you'll completely have to do it on your own because your self-image won't let you.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't have to be negative. It could just be like, I'm independent, okay? Well, independent can't expand her business, okay, because she won't delegate. So that's just a cap on your earning potential. Or if we're going to go into the hard truth of it, if you feel like you can't trust anybody and you got to do it on your own, then you're going to end up only doing what you can see to do because you trust you can do it better than anybody else. Again, you limit your performance. So another way of saying that is if you think of a person who wins the lottery and they win $30 million, okay, and then 3 years later they're broke or they're more in debt than they were before, it's because that's how they couldn't see themselves as somebody who could have that. So they gave it away, they took it away, they blew it off. They couldn't see that they could have that kind of resource. And money really is just a resource. It's not the end result. Okay? So you won't out earn it. You won't let you. You will sabotage you. You will undermine you. You'll give it away. You'll have a lover give it to your family and be mad at them for not appreciating you. I've done this. Okay. So if you want more money, you have to tend to your relationship with yourself. It's not if you go earn it. You got to tend to your relationship with yourself because even if you earn it, you won't keep it.
Right.
Okay? So let me see. So there's some other things that you need to have in place, all right? And these are just some tips so you can start getting started. First and foremost, you're going to have to, what I say, is to get free of the tyranny and strongholds that have kept you safe, stuck, and small. Okay? So I want to give you five, and we may have to go to break, but I want to give you five different steps you're going to have to take just to get started on this, okay, because these things you got to unleash you before you can actually pimp it for profit, all right? So the first thing is you're going to have to do is declare your independence, all right? And all five of these keys start with a D. I call them the five Ds to doing the impossible, okay, so you can unleash yourself. So you got to declare your independence from the tyranny and strongholds that have kept you safe, stuck, and small. All right? And safe is not stuck. All right? They're not the same. They're not. Being safe is not being stuck. And being stuck is not being small. Those are three different worlds, and each one of them has a cap. So what keeps you safe is not what keeps you stuck, and what keeps you stuck is not what keeps you small. You could be working on the wrong thing and wondering why you're not moving forward. I've done it, y'all. I have walked this, okay? All right, and so that's the first D. The second D is you have to discern, you know, where you are right now. Well, what is your current relationship with yourself, right? Is it positive? Is it negative? Here's how you know. If when you miss the mark, when you miss the mark and you start talking bad to yourself, better question is, when you talk to yourself, when you miss the mark, when you fail, when you lose, is your self-talk critical or kind? If it's critical, here's a quick way to really take care of you that works every time. Write down the attributes of how you treat and talk to somebody you respect, okay? Think of someone you love and admire. And just write down, how do you talk to them? Okay, is it loving, is it kind, is it patient? How do you regard them with honor, with dignity, respect? Okay, great. Take two or three of those and apply them to you.
I love that.
Okay, because the truth is, we know you have the capacity because you did it with somebody you admire. You just have to rewire your brain. The way the brain is wired is all designed around survival. So if you've been beating yourself up because that's how you keep yourself small, walk with me here. Okay, and then you go and you actually tell the truth about somebody you admire, how you treat them. Not how you want to treat them, but really how you treat them. We know you have the capacity. Now it's just a matter of bringing that skill to yourself, treating you like you matter. No one is going to treat you better than how you treat you. And if you treat yourself like you're crap, you're training everybody else to do the same. And then you're mad at them because they don't treat you good.
It's so true.
You know?
We're heading for a break, Venus, but that's so true. And these are the five
D's. The five D's. These are the five D's.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to talk about the five D's after the break. So everybody stay tuned. You are listening to Dr. Opal Venus Reese talking about how to unleash your inner badass. We're going to be right back.
Of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love.
Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're having an amazing guest, Dr. Venus Opal Rees. And I want to make sure everybody knows how they can find you, Venus. So please let us know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Please just go to beabusinessbadass.com, okay? Beabusinessbadass.com. If you just want to get to know me, that'd be great. If you want more information about the workshop where I'm going to be opening the lines, to work directly with people in terms of discerning the moneymaker, go to beabusinessbadass.com/workshop. Okay. And if you're interested in my live event that's happening in September in Dallas, Delicious Dallas. Okay. Gotta love that. Go to beabusinessbadass.com/live. Okay. It's all business badass. If you just go to beabusinessbadass.com, you'll find me. Okay. And you can always be my friend on Facebook. Right. So meet me on Facebook if you like. And that's, my handle is Dr. Venus Opal Rees. So you can find me there. I'm on Facebook. And let me see what else. That's it. Beabusinessbadass.com is where you can find me. And, again, for the workshop, just put a slash on that and put workshop behind it. That's coming up tomorrow and on Saturday. The spaces are filling up, so please, if you're interested, go register now. Okay, mm-hmm. You don't want to miss this, but I can't work with everybody. It's only a 90-minute training. So if it's something that speaks to your heart, I invite you to go ahead and enroll, all right? And you're going to get some amazing bonuses, all right? So that's it. beabusinessbadass.com/workshop.
Well, thank you, Venus. And I want to go more into the 5Ds because
the 5Ds to unleashing. Yeah, it's the 5Ds of unleashing your inner badass, right? So the first, just to recap for people who may have come, and I want to make sure I'm clear. Forgive me, I was excited. The first D is discerning where you are. Okay, like literally, what is your current relationship with yourself? The second D is declaring your independence from the tyranny and strongholds that have kept you safe, stuck, and small. And again, safe is not stuck, and stuck is not small. There are three different domains. And if you don't know what you're working on, you can spend decades working on the wrong thing and wonder why you're not getting anywhere. Okay? And then the third D is to let yourself be pulled by desire. Okay? Like you have a desire, and let that pull you, because desire is the fuel of the soul to producing unprecedented results. Okay? So it's about being pulled by your passion, but passion is fueled by your desire, all right? And once you allow yourself to be pulled by your passion, then it gets to designing who you are for yourself. This is important. This is like killer. Write this down. You may be driving, but write this down, okay? When you open your mouth, who's talking? Is it your historical self, think society, expectations, norms, gender, race, blah, 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 right? Sexuality, class, blah, blah, blah. And you dance with that self whether you want to or not. Or is it your inherited self? Think family, birth order, where you were born and raised. It's sort of like you could be this really high-powered executive at work, but then you go home and you're the baby girl or the baby boy. You lose all your sophistication, and you dance with it whether you want to or not. And then there's the reactionary self. The reactionary self is personal. Think personal. This is where life broke your heart, and you said, never again. I'll show you. Who do they think they are? How could they? I'm on my own. You said something, and it was a line in the sand, and it changed your life, and it will set your pace. And I promise you, if you look at your historical self, your inherited self, or your reactionary self, one of them is running your business.
Mm.
Okay? One of them is, they are running your money. You are not. And I want you to be clear. I'm not saying anything's wrong with those. All three of those are based in survival. And they've been designed to keep you alive. That's what they're keeping you small and keeping you safe and keeping you stuck as for. It's designed to keep you alive. It's not bad. It just delimits what's possible. It puts a cap on what's possible. Now, if you want to live a life without limits, okay, if you want to knock it out the park, if you want to unleash your inner badass, you have to have what I call a created self. See, a created self is based on no evidence. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it really is a whole different way of moving through this world. It's what I teach all of my clients. We can't even talk about your money until you have a created relationship with yourself that's not rooted in your experience, that's not rooted in the past, and that's not rooted in what your mama said. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. The best example I can give you, I mean, God, I could tell you so many stories, but one of my clients, his name is Tommy, and his thing was, he's a CEO, multimillionaire. And one of the things I've learned to do is bring my skill to people who actually pay me. So that's another thing I teach people. Stop going to people who can't pay you. Cut it out. Don't do that. That doesn't work. Okay? Go to people who can. And what he was dealing with was the way life broke his heart was that his wife wanted a divorce. Again, this would be his second divorce. So who he was for himself was a failure as a man. And it was messing up his business performance. And once we did this work, okay, he actually could separate, create who he was for himself, separate from his wife's opinions and experience. And because he was able to do that, they were able to dissolve their marriage with peace and honor and create a relationship where they co-parent their children. So the children are totally loved and nurtured without a lot, with no negativity. And Tommy closed a $1.7 million investment deal. Okay, but it all came from him having a creative relationship with himself. It wasn't him trying to survive, oh, my wife wants to divorce me. It wasn't him trying to push or make something happen, because if he was losing, he was literally having to liquidate access to make bankroll, to make payroll. So it's a real big deal. And it's part, so that's that. And then the fifth D is you got to do the impossible. And that's where you think you can't do it. And I'm going to tell you, your impossible is not going to look impossible. It's going to look like the truth. It's going to be like, well, I can never do that. Or they'll never listen to me. Or I need to stay in this relationship or stay in this job because I need the money. Because no one's going to pay me anything for anything that I can bring. See, your impossible doesn't look impossible. It looks like the truth. Anywhere you have a lid on your performance, consider that there's an inner glass ceiling. Okay? So you have to declare you have to do the impossible. We don't have enough time for me to walk you through that, but those are the five D's, okay, of unleashing your inner badass. And the only other thing I want to make sure you know is that you do have a self-worth blueprint, just like you have a thumbprint. And it really does, it really is the thing that keeps you, if you don't know it, then that's one of the reasons why you haven't been able to get unstuck or unstopped or been able to step up and really do what it is for yours to do in terms of fulfilling your destiny. And you also have a net worth thermostat, okay? You have a tolerance level for how much money you are willing to embrace. See, these are the kind of things that if you don't tend to, you'll be living a mediocre life. And you know you will. And it's not for everybody. It's an internal measure. Other people will think you're successful, and you will be. You're successful, but you're not fulfilled. Okay, because you know you should be further along than where you are right now. So if you're interested in moving forward, give me a holler. BeABusinessBadass.com/workshop. Because we can do this. It's what I do all day, every day.
You're so powerful, Venus.
Well, thank you for letting me talk to your people. And everybody, thanks for listening to me. Thank you for letting me share my heart. Thank you for allowing me to be in your world for a few minutes. I don't take it lightly. I know what I mean. Really, I honor you. I thank you. I love you in that agape way. I know that you are precious and priceless. And if you listen to Shaska's show, then I know that you're up to big things. You really are up to the evolution of your soul. You really are up to manifesting your destiny. And I admire you for that. Mm. I honor you for that. I respect you for that. And I look up to you for that. Nice. And just know that I'm your biggest champion. Over here in the world of self-worth and wealth, I'm your biggest champion. And please know that you're worth so much more than you have ever been taught to believe.
Mm. Well, thank you from the bottom from my heart. And I think everybody else has so enjoyed it. And for all the big, big, big dreamers, if you want to break through and get unstuck and, you know, unleash that big dream, you can get a free gift, absolutely free. It's on yoursoulguidance.com. It's the 21-day secret soul map to your dreams. You will also get a Monday morning soul reading. And very, very soon, I think in a week or two, I'll be opening up the lines every last part of the show to do your personal soul reading in the last 15 minutes. So
that's awesome, girl.
So everybody stay tuned and make sure you sign up yoursoulguidance.com. and Dr. Venus Opal Rees, thank you
for an amazing
show. And all the listeners, have a wonderful week, and we talk in a week time. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping. helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.